Governor Rick Scott and his cabinet member, Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam, are running for higher office in what promised to be contentious elections. There's an energized Democratic candidate for state attorney general and Sean Shaw vying for current AG Pam Bondi's seat. After a federal appellate court gave a favorable decision to the state's clemency board by granting a stay on a lower court's injunction, Democrats are centering their rally cry on a citizens' initiative amendment. Tallahassee mayor and Florida gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum has tried to capitalize on the clemency board's efforts to keep the current restoration system intact.
Florida is just one of three states that still have this kind of arcane Jim Crow system of rights restoration. One of three states.
Gillum filed a records request on Wednesday for all documents and communication explaining why the clemency board sought a stay on the injunction. During a speech from the Capitol steps this week, Gillum cast a wide net while trying to garner support for Amendment 4.
This is not a black issue. The right to vote is not a black issue. We know that African Americans and people of color are disproportionately impacted, but the majority of the 1.7 million people in this state who have had their rights taken away are white people.
Another Democrat in the gubernatorial race, Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine, says he doesn't think Governor Scott's actions will play well with the voters he's met around the state.
I gotta say, everywhere I go, from Pensacola to Key West, people believe in second chances. People believe that felons should have their rights restored if they pay their debt to society. It's incredible because, the one thing people don't like is they don't like meanness, they don't like cruelty, they don't like outright racism. And I think that this is a step backwards, kind of going back to the old Florida Jim Crow laws.
Democratic Representative Sean Shaw, who is campaigning for attorney general, questions why Governor Scott's cabinet isn't giving more consideration to a stance he thinks most Floridians take on the issue.
And it's a system that, quite frankly, the majority of Floridians do not agree with. It's a reason that it's going to be on the ballot. There's a reason that the CRC is addressing it. There's a reason that all these people want to change how it's done, because a lot of Floridians, the majority of Floridians, believe we ought to do it differently.
Desmond Meade has a very personal dog in this fight. After serving his time for a felony gun possession conviction, Meade experienced homelessness and other obstacles before getting his law degree and becoming a champion for the cause. As president of the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition, he called for a stay to be put on the injunction in the days before the appellate court's 11th-hour decision. He says he would rather not see the system get a facelift at the discretion of those who hold office.
One of the main elements of that was that the power to decide which American citizen get to vote and which American citizen don't get to vote, taking that out of the hands of politicians.
Meade says the effort to overhaul the current restoration system transcends politics.
And so we wanted to really make sure that we gave American citizens an opportunity to earn the eligibility to vote again. And even though it says voting, it's beyond. It's beyond politics. It's beyond partisan lines. It's beyond race.
The battle for rights restoration is getting attention beyond Florida. Federal Judge Mark Walker's ruling in late March, declaring the state system unconstitutional, caught the eye of civil rights leader Reverend Al Sharpton, who fired up a crowd of hundreds at the Capitol in support of Amendment 4. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.